So, Madagascar is important to DreamWorks for business, but is it actually a good movie? Well, here's Bob Mondello with an answer.
It's early morning at the Central Park Zoo. The animals are just waking up, and the star attraction, Alex the Lion, is much more excited about the arrival of a human audience than, say, Marty the Zebra is.
Here come the people, Marty! Oh, I love the people! It's fun, people, fun time! Woo!
Let's go, Gloria!
Up and at 'em!
That would be Gloria the Hippo.
What day is it?
It's Friday, field trip day!
Yes, it's field trip day! Let's
come
get
on.
Up and go! 10 more minutes.
Come on, Melman!
Melman the giraffe, a bit of a hypochondriac.
Rise and shine! It's another fabulous morning in the Big Apple! Let's go!
Not for me. I'm calling in sick.
Having lived as entertainers in the sheltering confines of the zoo all their lives, the creatures don't think much about the outside world. They get free room and board, health care, what's not to like. But Marty's zebra eyes are opened to other possibilities one day when a penguin pops up unexpectedly in his cage. The penguins, it seems, have been plotting an escape.
You, quadruped. Sprechen Sie English?
I sprechen.
What continent is this?
Manhattan.
Hoover Dam. We're still in New York.
Abort!
Dive, dive, dive!
Hey, you in the top! Wait a minute! What are you guys doing?
Can you keep a secret, my monochromatic friend? Do you ever see any penguins running free around New York City? Of course not. We don't belong here. It's just not natural. This is all some kind of whacked-out conspiracy.
We're going to the wide-open spaces of Antarctica. To the wild.
The wild? You can actually go there?
Marty escapes, and when his buddies zip out to find him, they cause a series of mild panics at Big Apple landmarks before the authorities round them all up and pack them off to an African wildlife preserve, where they encounter some squirrel-like lemurs and chase away the predators who've been eating them.
The Fusa. They're always annoying us by trespassing, interrupting our parties, and ripping our limbs off.
Yeah, sounds good. Look, we're just trying to find out where the people are, so if you could...
What big teeth you have.
Now, this brings up an interesting issue. The central joke so far has been that our heroes, however wild their heritage may be, are New York celebrities at heart, with urban skills that will require some adapting to work in the wild. But when the King of the Beasts doesn't get his usual steak for a couple of days and starts to get in touch with his inner carnivore, the film is entering different territory. Alex is still Marty's buddy, but it's a lion-eat-zebra world, right? A fact that requires finessing if digital animation is making things so real you can see every hair in Alex's mane. Happily, Madagascar's animators also stretch necks crazily, the way old Warner Brothers cartoons did, and turn lemurs into steaks and fish into soup. Sushi, so the real-world threat sort of evaporates. The plot does too, but never mind. This may not be a film for the ages, but if what you're looking for is a field trip for the family, Madagascar is a perfectly pleasant destination. I'm Bob Mondello.
I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it.